USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
While speaking in a campaign event for Republican Congresswoman from New York, Claudia Denny, President Donald Trump had some harsh words for a Democratic Congresswoman from California.
Maxine Waters, the new face of the Democrat Party. Maxine Waters, she's a real beauty. Maxine, boy oh boy, I watch her. Crazy Maxine. Low IQ person. Low IQ.
Trump said Claudia Tenney is incredible in Congress. He also praised his administration, lowering the unemployment rate among minorities. President Trump also traveled to Fort Drum, New York, to sign the John S. McCain National Defense Authorization Act. It gives service members a raise and provides funding for new weapons and equipment. In a speech before the signing, Trump said the measure proves the U.S. military is the strongest on the planet.
Hopefully, we'll be so strong, we'll never have to use it. But if we ever did, nobody has a chance.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn. Tangible Investments is the main title sponsor of my show. Many of my fans and listeners tell me they buy gold and collectible coins from a local dealer in their city because they don't know where else to go, or from telemarketers they see on TV because these companies spend millions to advertise. Sadly, the majority of companies that consumers reach out to rely on commissioned salespersons who have limited experience, limited expertise, and no credentials whatsoever. Tangible Investments has been around for 35 years. They build long-term relationships, not one-time sales. They work on the lowest spreads anywhere in the industry, so you always get the best price. Most importantly, the listeners of War Now are guaranteed to deal directly with Mike Bonham, VP of Tangible, and a staff of senior executives with a combined 200 years of experience in precious metals. Get the best prices, the lowest spread, deal with the most credible, experienced experts in the industry, and right now start your Tangible relationship off right with a free American Silver Eagle. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Or visit TII1.com.
Republican Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell toured a hemp processing facility in his home state of Kentucky and said removing hemp from the Schedule I controlled substance list would help farmers and manufacturers.
Listening to all the various aspects of this and what it could become, what an extraordinarily diverse crop, and what a mistake it was to not make it possible for us to do this.
The McConnell-backed Hemp Farm Act, making its way through Congress now, would allow hemp to be legally used in manufacturing food, medicine, and other industries. New calls to repeal Florida's controversial Stand Your Ground law. The Pinellas County State Attorney announced that Michael Draca has been charged with manslaughter in the death of an unarmed man. He claimed that he was acting in self-defense after Marquise McLaughlin pushed him down as they argued over a parking spot. Attorney Kelly McCabe, who represents McLaughlin's family, is praising the prosecutor's decision.
They went to the scene themselves once the case was turned over to them. They did their interviews, and they made the correct charging decision.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
The Taliban is still on the move in Afghanistan, reclaiming much of a strategic Afghan city. We get more on that from USA's Chris Barnes.
4 days of ferocious fighting between Afghan forces and the Taliban over a key provincial capital has claimed the lives of over 100 Afghan policemen and soldiers and dozens of civilians. The staggering numbers provided by the Afghan defense minister on Monday, the first official casualty toll since the Taliban launched a massive assault on Ghazni, the capital of Ghazni province, last Friday. The assault overwhelming the city's defenses, allowing insurgents to capture several parts of it and infiltrate deep into the strategic city, barely 75 miles from the capital of Kabul. The fall of Ghazni, a city of 270,000 people, would mark an important victory for the Taliban and would cut off a key highway linking Kabul to the southern provinces, the Taliban's traditional heartland.
A new website is allowing the small Iowa community of Brooklyn to help authorities as they investigate the mysterious disappearance of Molly Tibbetts, who vanished the evening of July 18th. Iowa DCI Assistant Director Mitch Morved says investigators are following up on all leads.
As we have said before, we are considering all potential scenarios. It is possible that Molly came into contact with someone who has caused her harm. This person may not necessarily be a member of our community, but likely has some familiarity with the area.
Family members say the disappearance was completely out of character for her. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.